For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast.
Helping you catch up on what you missed.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness.
We help you ask for it.
All right, Natalie in Buford has a little situation here. She thinks she made her husband cry by ruining his humidifier.
What?
Humidifier. Natalie, what happened here?
The other night, we were talking about how it just gets really dry, and he was telling me about this thing that he saw on Instagram that would just completely make everything better, especially because we're home for COVID, and he was really into this humidifier. And the next day, I actually woke up to an oddly shaped contraption next to the TV in the living room. He confessed up and he said that it was the humidifier.
Wait. Why wouldn't this just be something that y'all would just buy? I mean, it's a humidifier.
First of all, it's $100.
Oh, wow.
Money's tight, yeah. But the thing is, it really is really dry. So I figured that was something justifiable, you know?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So my husband was at work yesterday, and I noticed that the fancy new humidifier that we had wasn't putting out any mist.
Oh, you got to fill those things up with water, like, on the regular.
Mm-hmm. I poured water on top of the vent, but it really just, like, went all over the floor. Oh. And then it started smoking and not misting. I didn't even know what to do. It was
so, Natalie, this fancy humidifier, you poured the water, and that should work normally. Water starts going all over the floor, starts smoking. Is there, like, a user manual for this thing or something?
No. There's no, like, there was no sticker.
There was no sign or anything that said water here. Usually there's a picture of, like, a water cup or something like that.
No. I couldn't even Google anything because, again, like I said, it had nothing like that. I was going to tell my husband what happened, but when I got home, he was already there. He was trying to, it was literally in 30 pieces, crying.
Your husband has got this humidifier in pieces, and he's crying real tears.
He didn't even cry at our wedding. So I had no idea what to do. I have it fessed up, but he's still a wreck, and I need to tell him what happened. I just need forgiveness. I don't want to see him cry.
All right, hang on 1 second. We're going to call him next, and we will help ask your husband for forgiveness for destroying his humidifier.
Thank you.
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
We just talked to Natalie in Buford a couple of minutes ago, and she said that her husband bought this new humidifier. The first time she pours water into it, it started smoking.
Oh.
And before she could even tell him, he discovers it, and she walks in on him crying.
Oh.
Her husband is crying over a humidifier being broken. So, Natalie, sit tight. We're going to call him with you and ask for his forgiveness.
Hello?
Hey, Alex. Good morning. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. This might be a little bit weird.
Yeah, what are you guys calling me about?
We have a new feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and we're actually calling about your humidifier.
Are you calling from Best Buy?
Best Buy? Why would you take a humidifier to Best Buy?
I'm talking about PS5.
Wait.
What?
Alex, your wife is on the phone with us.
Oh, my God.
You didn't even give us a chance to tell you.
Are you kidding me right now? So that thing wasn't a humidifier.
No.
Hello?
Alex, Natalie called us for help asking for your forgiveness because you were very upset over a broken humidifier. Now we're learning that was never a humidifier, was it?
How much is a PS5? We can't afford a PS5.
Well, what did you do to it?
I felt bad because you were crying.
Well, Alex, to be fair, she thought it was a $100 humidifier, not a PS5 that you were lying to her about.
Well, what did you do to it?
Trying to put water in it.
What the f*** is wrong with you? You put water
in
your PS5?
What do you mean it's a humidifier? That's what you're supposed to do.
So Natalie was so upset over a $100 humidifier. A PS5 is $400 or $500.
What? Alex, we don't have that kind of money.
Well, no shit. That's Christmas. If you find it in the store, Natalie. I bought it for $900 on Facebook. What is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
What?
You spent a grand? Where are you getting a grand, Alex? I can't believe this, and you made me feel sorry for you.
Alex, what was your plan? To play the humidifier when she was asleep?
I can't believe it.
So I guess the question is, Alex, do you forgive her for ruining your humidifier / PS5?
Yeah, I can't believe we're doing this on the radio. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, you deserve this. Now you can sit there and not do anything, and we are stuck with itchy skin, and I can't even breathe.
Yeah, well, whose fault is that, Natalie?
Yours.
Wow. Wow.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Jamie went to a company Christmas party, and her New Year's resolution is to stop kissing coworkers.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
She needs our help asking for forgiveness in the most awkward Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7 on B98.5.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
It's 7:23. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouding up today with a high of 55. If you're wondering about election results, the Associated Press projecting Raphael Warnock won and the Perdue-Ossoff race is still too close to call. What else is going on, Kara?
With coronavirus numbers on the rise just about everywhere, a couple of huge events have made the decision on the fate of this year. The 2021 Grammy Awards were supposed to happen later this month, and they're postponing until March 14th. That show usually films over in L.A., and they're in really bad shape right now. So they're going to push it off. Now, closer to home, if you are hoping to go down to Savannah and celebrate St. Patty's Day this year, go ahead and cancel those plans because it's not happening at all. It's the second year that they've decided that it would be best to just shut it down. They are not going to offer any permits to anybody trying to do anything.
So they're not officially going to have their like world's largest St. Patrick's Day
for the second year in a row.
The second year down in Savannah. But is that going to stop people?
Were people in Times Square for New Year's Eve?
I didn't see it. A little bit, but it wasn't sanctioned.
Packed. Yeah, it wasn't packed like it usually is, like Savannah is.
Yeah, I know that I was hearing somebody was saying that a lot of people for like New Year's Eve came to Georgia because we had more relaxed rules. So
we're good with that.
Right.
All the people that were in Times would be in Times Square were actually here in Atlanta.
Ugh, let's get a good feeling.
Come on.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
You know, there are some pretty remarkable kids in this city. 8-year-old Celia Thompson is one of them. 2 years ago, she became an author for the first time with her book, Penelope the Pirate Princess. And since all of this craziness happened, she's been hard at work on book number 2, Penelope the Pirate Princess and the Very Bad Case of the Glitter Spot Dots. So she wanted to compare COVID to glitter to make it easy for kids to understand because it can get everywhere if you're not careful. And over the holidays, Celia and her family went over to Children's Health Care of Atlanta and donated both book number 1 and book number 2 to all of the kids over there. If you're interested in finding out more, you can check out theauthenticprincess.com.
Is Penelope the Pirate Princess dating Peter Piper and picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Oh, that would be a good match.
Maybe that's book number 3.
It is, yeah.
Oh, could
Might
be.
Get a percentage. Right?
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Hey, Joni and Jasper.
Good morning.
Morning, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Deep breaths. We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. And you got to kick Kara out of the studio.
Get out, Kara.
I'm gone, Joni. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Joni, Kara's going to hang out outside the room. We're going to ask you these 5 trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money.
Sounds great.
Question 1, Amazon has bought 11 planes from Atlanta's hometown airline. What's that airline? Atlanta's hometown airline.
Delta.
Question number 2, rumors are strong that Kim and Kanye are divorcing. True or false, Kim has a child from a previous marriage.
False.
Number 3, over 4.4 million votes were cast for yesterday's special election. If a Democrat's a donkey, a Republican is an...
Elephant.
Number four, Dr. Dre is resting comfortably after suffering a brain aneurysm yesterday. What hip-hop artist did Dr. Dre discover back in 1998?
Ugh. Any guesses, Joni?
Eminem. I don't know.
Five, Braves legend Hank Aaron revealed he's received the COVID vaccination. He's famous for hitting how many home runs during his career?
732. Don't know.
We're going to bring Kara back in.
Joni and Jasper, strong showing this morning, getting four right. Yeah, well done. And the questions are really tough, Kara, so you got to get at least four of these right.
Four? Man. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go with the same questions. Number one, Amazon has bought 11 planes from Atlanta's hometown airline. What is that airline?
Delta.
That's what Joni said, 1-1.
Number two, rumors are that Kim and Kanye are divorcing. True or false? Kim has a child from a previous marriage.
That's false.
Yeah, it is false. All four with Kanye. It's 2-2. That's what Joni said.
Number three, over 4.4 million votes were cast yesterday for the special election. If a Democrat's a donkey, a Republican is an...
elephant.
That was just riddled with Rona. Keep away from us.
That's what Joni said as well, 3-3.
Number four, Dr. Dre resting comfortably after suffering a brain aneurysm yesterday. What hip-hop artist did he discover in 1998?
Eminem.
Yeah, Slim Shady. Slim Shady. Yeah, that's what Joni said. We're knotted up at four.
That was a guess for... She was like, I don't know, Eminem. Good one. Number five, Braves legend Hank Aaron revealed he received the COVID vaccination. He's famous for hitting how many home runs during his career?
Oh, they named the 755 Club after him, didn't they?
They did, in fact. You guys ever been to that before?
No.
Yeah, neither have I. Joni said 732. I mean, so you were close there, but no cigar. All right, final score is 5-4. Joni and Jasper, you're smarter than Kara.
No, afraid not.
Kara, 934 wins and 32 losses.
Sorry, Joni.
Good game.
Thank you.
Good game.
No cash today, but you can always try again. Anybody that wants to play can sign up at tadanddrex.com. Chin up, kid.
Thank you.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. Thanks for listening. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kara.
Good morning.
There's nothing I can really do to prepare you for this news except tell you that you should be sitting down right now. There are reports that broke overnight that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are getting a divorce.
What? Say it isn't true,
Dad. I see this coming. I don't know the whole divorce process, but like I imagine there is a point at some point where Kim and Kanye are going to be in front of a judge or a mediator or somebody, and they're going to ask Kim, like, all right, like why? What's going on? Like, what is your reason for divorcing? And I got to imagine Kim's just going to be like, look at him? Have you read his Twitter lately?
Have you watched award shows?
Yeah. So it's obvious why they split up. But, you know, Tad and Kara, if you guys ended up getting a divorce, God forbid, what would be the reason? How would you explain it to a judge?
Kara, you start.
Ryan would divorce me because I give more attention and affection to the dogs than I do him.
And that's been brought up before.
And I mean, that is a true statement.
That you guys actually have to have that conversation.
I do give more love to the dogs than I do to my husband, yes.
What about you, Tad?
Oh, Drex. The weird reason why my wife, I have to pick one.
Right.
I have a list. She would divorce me for leaving the kitchen cabinets and drawers open every time I go into the kitchen.
You just walk in and open it.
Right. Okay. I'm too much of a chatty Kathy. I sleep mumble. I can't even zip it when I'm sleeping. I refuse to get my hair cut. I mean, we do not have time.
We're going
to
keep going?
Oh, gosh. Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
Kara will get us up to speed on what's happening with Info to Go in 10 minutes.
So we've all heard of baggage fees, but this might be a new one. I'll tell you what the airlines are trying to squeeze out of us now in Info to Go.
You want that oxygen thing to come down from the ceiling? Swipe your credit card.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are sponsored by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Good morning. It's 8:22. Now, if you were wondering about election results, the Associated Press projecting that Raphael Warnock won and the Perdue-Ossoff race is too close to call. You might also be wondering about Mega Millions because we had a big jackpot last night, right?
Yeah, you want to know who won?
Who won the jackpot?
Yeah.
Yeah, who?
Nobody.
Good.
Yeah, I know. That means Friday's jackpot is going to be close to $490 million bucks. All right. If you take that cash option, you're walking with $372 million dollars.
Don't take the cash option.
What?
Really? Oh, you never do that. No, you always take your annualized payments. You have consistent long-term income for the rest of your life. The lottery winners that take it all up front, like 90% of them, it's gone within the first one or 2 years.
Well, there's
that lotto curse, too. Oh, you know, like people who always win giant jackpots end up having crazy things happen to them. But the one cool thing about Mega Millions is we actually draw those numbers right here in the WSB building upstairs on the third floor.
What? Oh, I've been by the, you can look through the window and all those pretty colors, all the excitement in there, but do not try to get in that room. A team of security guards will tackle you, and you'll never be heard from again. You'll be somewhere buried in Piedmont Park by noon. It's crazy.
So on another note, starting next week, if you're trying to fly on American Airlines and you want to take your emotional support animal with you, you just might be out of luck. They are no longer recognizing emotional support animals as a service animal. They're two different things completely. A service animal must show proper training, that they do a skill, and that they are needed for that person, not just because they're trying to skip the fees and take little Fluffy with them.
It was the one lady with the peacock like three years ago. She ruined it for everybody.
Right?
It is so easy. I have friends who brag about how easy it is to get your dog's permission, like
to be an emotional
I'm unstable, I need the dog, and then it's free. And they're not. Wait. They don't need the dog. Right. They just don't want to pay.
Ted,
exactly.
You have emotionally unstable friends? This is my shocked face.
I'm sitting in a room alone.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. And here's what's coming up next.
All right. You know how you hear a song and reminds you of something?
Mm-hmm.
Could that work in reverse? Could I give you a situation and then you pick the song that fits that situation perfectly? It's called Song for the Scenario. That's the challenge for the two of you, Drex and Kara. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now let's do Song for the Scenario. Mm-hmm. This is where I challenge you guys to pick the perfect song to fit the situation that I give you.
Okay.
All right. So the first sort of scenario is the song that best describes your 2020.
Oh, my God.
And this is probably relatable to a lot of people, because whatever your song is for 2020 is probably a lot of people's songs for 2020, yeah. Drex.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
All right. Mine was pretty easy. It's the end of the world. One thing after another.
That was the song that best described 2020 for you. What about you, Kara?
Well, I definitely didn't have the doom and gloom going on that Drex had, but I was quite lonely. So, Eric Carmen. Like talking to humans. I miss real hugs.
This is a tough one, but I'm going to give it to Kara. Because I know, because I want my year to be safe. My 2021 to be safer than my 2020. Speaking of which, what song best describes your New Year's resolution, Drex? Oh,
I don't have a New Year's resolution. I have like a January resolution, and then we're going to see how it goes. No way.
Dry January.
You're doing dry January?
I am, yeah.
I notice you're a little bit more alert.
Yeah, my face is clear, sleeping better, but February 1st, come on, baby.
Are you going to be like Chrissy Teigen and brag about it 5 days in?
Right, yeah.
All right, Kara, what song best describes your New Year's resolution?
Well, my husband and I are going to try and buy a house this year. Ooh. So, madness, of course.
Peace in the family. I'm going to give round two to Drex. No, you can't.
That was Kara's was better than mine.
You just listen.
Don't keep the peace.
I'm the game show host.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.